Hundreds of millions of dollars in state renewable energy funds has communities scrambling to come up with new projects. Jody Mitchell is with the Juneau-based Inside Passage Electric Co-op. The co-op provides diesel power to 5 native villages.
You know, it's really great that the state has got all this money out now for energy projects. However, what that's kind of done is brought all these snake oil salesmen out, and it's really taking a lot of time to make sure what we are told is actually the truth and making sure that we pick the best solution for the village.
Some Alaskans have been pursuing non-polluting energy long before state governments sped up the money train. KTOO's John Ryan brings us this profile of a Petersburg man who's working on a small scale to help local homeowners beat their addiction to oil.
Ben Johnson started out answering phones for the Petersburg Indian Association. Then he was an AmeriCorps volunteer there, and then he got hired to be director of operations. Under Johnson's youthful direction, the tribal association has been selling compressed blocks of wood waste. Customers heat their homes with the briquettes instead of burning expensive heating oil or labor-intensive firewood. As Johnson told the Southeast Alaska Native Summit on Wednesday, the main motivation for the project was economic.
The barge with all the heating oil comes in. I just feel like when it pulls out, it's filled with all of our money. And with this project, the money's just rotating in town.
Johnson also plugs the environmental benefits of stamping out burnable briquettes from wood scraps.
We're reusing waste wood on the island. The really cool thing, too, that I like about this project is burning wood is they count as carbon neutral, because even though you're releasing carbon into the atmosphere, a tree only releases as much carbon when it burns as it took in during its life. So as long as you keep growing more trees, it's just going to keep the circle going, where as opposed to burning, 10 billion-year-old dinosaurs and releasing carbon that hasn't been in the atmosphere for billions of years.
That's a little poetic license there, since the Earth is only 4.5 billion years old, and the first dinosaurs roamed the Earth around 200 million years ago. And oil is actually made of ancient plankton and plants, not dinosaurs. But his point is accurate. Biomass energy is climate-friendly, unlike fossil fuels. The Petersburg Briquette Project has had some advantages that most competing sources of energy don't.
The Petersburg School District is actually giving us kids on a work credit program. So they can come in, fill the machine, take the briquettes out, stack them, package them, things like that, deliver them. They get school credit and we get free labor, which is a big bonus. And then the city has let us use a lot of their facilities, including their chipper, which we accidentally stole from them. But then they let us keep, which was... It was really nice of them.
There's no shortage of raw materials in Petersburg to turn into briquettes. Johnson's taken leftovers from a U.S. Forest Service thinning project. He's gone to the town dump, and he's even taken pull tabs from the Moose Lodge.
We've taken this stuff from everywhere. Some guy tore out a bunch of bushes in his front yard. We ran those through the chipper and put them in the machine. Pretty much anything we can get our hands on, we run through there.
Johnson says the project got off to a rough start when they tried to turn some wet wood chips into briquettes.
So, of course, the first thing we did was took a bunch of wet wood chips we had, threw it in there, and there was so much water, and we found out water doesn't compress very well. So when it was going through the hydraulic press, the press broke. And that was, 10 minutes after turning this thing on. But we just called up the guy at the local machine shop, and he had it fixed in no time. It's just the same kind of stuff that they have on fishing boats and anywhere else, so it was really easy for him to work on.
The briquette maker is a very simple technology. Wood chips go in, and a hydraulic press smushes them into briquettes. That's it. Unfortunately, the big metal bin of a machine also resembles a dumpster.
We didn't look in it one day, and people threw a bunch of garbage into our briquette. We just went and turned it on, and there was diapers in there. And our maintenance guy was not too happy when we told him about this, but... Anything else, anything bio-based, works really, really well.
Johnson and his one coworker are making about a ton of briquettes a week right now. That's only enough to keep a half dozen homes warm. And Johnson says he has a huge waiting list of customers. He hopes to ramp up to about 10 times the current production, if only he can figure out a reliable way to get large volumes of wood chips dry. In Juneau, I'm John Ryan.